This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The swing states are awash in money this campaign season. And if you live in one of them, you see it everywhere, in the blizzard of ads every time you watch TV, in the dozens of campaign offices, the phone banks, the canvassers at your door. So what's it like living in campaign land? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer visited the state of Virginia to find out.
The first thing you notice when you descend into campaign land is you keep tripping over the presidential nominees or their running mates or families. They're all swarming the state. Right now, I'm stuck in traffic. It's not rush hour. It's a Secret Service slowdown.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
President Obama is holding a rally in a baseball stadium in Woodbridge, Virginia. A long line of people snakes toward the entrance. Among them, graphic designer Lee Duvall Parks. She's wearing a navy blue Obama t-shirt and button. In fact, she's worn an Obama t-shirt almost every day for a year.
I have one that says B-O-O-8, Barack and Roll. I have another one that just says Making History Obama with his picture on it.
At this point, Duvall Parks has to move on, and so do I. It's time to visit some Romney-held territory in campaign land. I pull up to a temporary Romney campaign office in an upscale strip mall. Here I meet Dara Fox.
I'm a walking billboard.
Her navy blue t-shirt says Mitt Romney for president. She's worn Romney paraphernalia every day for about 3 months. She says she's always on.
Like, I went into T-Mobile the other day, and the guy said, oh, why are you supporting Romney? And I mentioned Romney's five-point plan.
Yep, here in campaign land, your neighbors have memorized their guy's policy points. But now it's the end of the day. Time for a cold one. And Mackey's Pub. But no escape here. Cable news is on one of the TVs above the bar. Political ads march across the screen. All told, the campaigns and outside groups have spent at least $44 million on TV commercials here. Keith Lucas is sitting at the bar. He says some of his friends are fed up and voting for a third-party candidate.
Because they don't like either one of them now, because the ads have turned them off that bad.
Lucas says he wishes it could all be over tomorrow. Living in campaign land is getting really old. In Manassas, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.